Welcome, welcome to the Why Are We Even Together podcast. And it's me, your host again, Cece, back again with another one. And okay. For today's episode, I know that I said I was going to go Halloween theme. And this is sort of Halloween theme because I feel like you could get a lot of costume ideas from this. But this one did come out sort of relatively recently, probably about like a week ago, and it is streaming on Netflix. But before I get into any of that, today's episode will be... Exception. Hello everyone. As I said, I will be doing Exception. If you have not heard of it, it recently came out on Netflix, I believe probably like a week and a half ago, possibly. So it is streaming on Netflix. It is a animation. So I will let that be known to everyone already. So let me just give you the basis and the synopsis of it. I did say that this was going to be great for Halloween costumes, strictly because it's a very specific, theme. So basically, the setting is the future. And people on Earth, there are a crew. There are a set people who were chosen to be crew members, in a ship in order to help migrate humanity onto another planet. So essentially they're going to find another planet in order for humans to inhabit it, to inhabit so that we have another world because Earth isn't inhabitable anymore. And sorry if I'm sniffly. It is fall, y'all. Yeah, I get like this in the fall time. Ugh. Anyway, so we are in the future, as I said, and it starts, so this is a little bit confusing if you haven't watched it, but it starts out with a female, as I don't know where her, what she identifies as, but we will just say that. Her name is Nina, and no, I guess she identifies as she, but anyway, Nina awakens from this little water thing essentially being created. So these people on this ship, these crew members, aren't actually human beings. Well, they are. Okay, so they weren't birthed, but they are copies. So essentially they made these copies. They call them prints. They call them like they've been printed. So basically they're a copy of the real life person. And the real life person is actually on Earth with their family, and they've made copies of themselves, and it's literally just cell by cell, like, you know, they're creating it. So they're creating this person who is supposed to be essentially them. And so it's basically identical all the way down to like the eyes and everything. Like, it's all identical. So these prints are human. Essentially, they just weren't born, and they have all of the memories and all of the like images of the original person who they were a copy of. And so they all know that they have a mission and everything like that. And please excuse the random noises if you hear my cat. I did get a black cat, so she makes noises. In any case, so Nina is first created, or first printed. And she is, I suppose, the doctor of the crew. And there's, I believe there's four or five of these members. So there is Nina, and then there's Patty, who is the botanist of the crew. There is Mac, who I believe he helps with the atmosphere. I'm not entirely sure, but I believe that he might be in charge of that. And then there is Lewis. don't know what he was in charge of. And then there's Oscar. Don't know what he was really supposed to be in charge of. It wasn't very clear what they were supposed to do. With Oscar, I was like, maybe he deals with relations, but with how crappy he is in regards to relations with the people on the ship, I'm like, eh, maybe, I don't know. Maybe he was some important person's son. Just kidding. But these are all grown people. Like, they're not teenagers, they're adults. They were chosen to come and help humanity repopulate and migrate onto this new planet. And so that is their job. That is their mission. And if they complete their mission, which is what we all assume they will, if they complete the mission, then they can have copies of their own families. They have like DNA copies of their own families that they can print off. And so they basically will be able to live their life with their family. That's the reward for having done this, for having been the first humans to come out, and try to repopulate this humanity. Repopulate, but you know what I'm saying. Create humanity in this new world. But there is a not an issue, but there is a change of plans when the so I guess the sun, they said that the sun sneezed. Someone makes a joke about that, but the sun does this big old pulsing thing where like the rays just pulse for a second and like it rocks the ship, it rocks everybody, and not everybody has been printed yet. The last person is being printed, which is Lewis. And so while like the sun did the little sneeze, Lewis is being printed. And so Nina's like, okay, let me go check if everything's okay. Let me go check sure, make sure Lewis is all right. When she goes to check in to see Lewis's print, like him being made, it went wrong, not as planned. So the son did something and it, I guess, messed with his DNA, his genetics. And so he comes out being very, quite deformed. Half of him is not even like really human, they say. Like half of him isn't human, just because of the fact that the DNA changed a little bit based on the sun. So part of him is human, but part of him isn't. And he looks like bigger than the average human, but also he's lopsided. Like one arm is big and quote unquote monstrous looking, and the other one is kind of regular looking, but it's really hard to tell because he does not look like a human at the moment. So, yeah. And so they're trying to figure out. Once we find out, okay, this happened to Lewis, what are we going to do? Like, they're trying to figure, like, naturally, Mac is like, okay, we were just printed a few moments ago. I guess let's just scrap this. Clearly, it was a mistake. Clearly, this print was a misprint. And so let's, like, use that material to redo Lewis's print and make Lewis's print. So like since this print wasn't printed, was misprinted, they were like, okay, Mac is like, let's just use that material because they need that biomaterial of Mac, I mean not Mac, of Lewis in order to make a new replica of Lewis, a new print of Lewis. But in this debate, in this conversation that all the crew members are having, because they need to, when they come to agreements, it all needs to be unanimous. So if one person disagrees, then it doesn't work, doesn't happen. So, which I'm like, okay, cool. This is how society is supposed to work. Everybody's supposed to agree and be happy. Blah, 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 blah. Excuse me. Ha. In any case, so yeah. So in this debate, we find out Patty, the botanist. She's like, why are you? This is murder. This is murder. We're gonna be killing this person. We're killing this person. It's murder. We're killing this creature. It's murder. And then Mac is just like, let's scrap the material and make a new print of Lewis. And then Oscar's like, if I were Lewis, I would want the same thing. I wouldn't want to stay like this. Blah 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 blah. But Patty isn't really agreeing because she's like, you're just distracting yourself from the fact that this is murder. This is very much reminding me almost like a statement of like the whole abortion thing. Okay, Virgo, back up. I'm sorry, my cat, his name is Virgo, so excuse her. In any case, so yeah, it's really like really sounding a lot like like the whole abortion debate. I mean, I can't help but think that way since all of this, changing of Roe v. Wade and everything like that is going on. It really makes me think, okay, and that's why the whole thing is called exception. Like, yes, because like they say in the meeting, yes, all life is worth, all life deserves to be, protected, but he's an exception, So, and Mac is like, Mac's saying, like, we were printed, basically, Mac's like, we were printed here for a mission, we were printed here, to be the crew that was here to do this mission. And I'm like, originally when I'm like listening to it, I'm like, okay, I totally get where Patty's coming from, but I get where Mac is coming from because you guys only had permission to be printed and have replicas of you because you were going to do the mission. So, yeah, but I don't know. So, anyway, I don't know. What are your thoughts? But in any case, so that's basically like, throughout, like, there are 8 episodes in this series. It is 30 minutes long. It is streaming on Netflix. It's like by the fourth episode, we four episodes in, maybe 5 episodes in. I definitely knew by the fourth episode, I was like, we're still having this conversation. We are debating on what to do with this misprint of Lewis. And a lot of things happen. I don't want to say what happened. Things come up, things change, things happen. There are traitors. Oh, let me not say that. That was a spoiler. Ooh, anyway. But yeah, so 4 episodes in, we're like debating on what to do with this misprint. And that's basically what they're calling him because they're not really like, they're kind of calling him Lewis, but they're also calling him misprint because, if they make a new Lewis. Oh, yeah. But like I was saying, in that debate, they were like, they don't necessarily need to have the misprint's biomaterial. They were like, well, they can make it naturally, they can grow it, but it might take a while in order for them to make a new Lewis. And they're like, they don't know if this misprint can even speak. They don't know if this misprint, is this like, is it even human? And as they go into it, as they investigate, we find out that this misprint can at least spell. So that means it can communicate, which means it's a sentient being, I believe. So that's where confusion and everything stops. And it's like, okay, what do we do now? Because it is kind of murder. But then you guys are here for a mission. You're not here trying to waste your food on this thing that's running around the ship and you're trying to find it. It's supposed to, he's supposed to help you. And I'm saying thing. I mean, Lewis, if we're, and then I'm like, in my head, I'm like, if we're treating this misprint as a person, then that means we need to have a trial because there has been a murder. Oh, that was another spoiler, y'all. Okay. So I will not say anything else, but I will say that it is actually Virgo. My cat's going crazy. I'm just kidding, not crazy, but she is excited. She's a kitten, y'all. Anyway, you didn't want to talk about this. My point is that this was actually a pretty well done series. The fact that I feel like if I had listened to this, like this review, and I'm like, okay, that's the synopsis, that's basically the storyline, I would have been bored. Like, if I knew that this was the storyline and we were still debating this 4 episodes in, when I found that out, I was just like, eh, okay, when is it gonna get better? And it does, it does, the storyline does change because there are different obstacles and things that happen, because the whole point is that we're trying to create new humanity on this new world. But yeah, so I actually thought it was entertaining. Netflix knows how to make something that's binge worthy. And I really did enjoy the animation because it was almost 3D. It was 3D-esque. It was very, the colors were really interesting because, they're in space, so like their outfits kind of change colors because depending on the atmosphere and like whatever, blah blah blah, space colors. Yeah. But it was actually entertaining. I really enjoyed it. Like, I really could understand everybody's perspective. It really was thought-provoking. It's a thought-provoking piece, but it's also something that's easy to binge because I was able to binge this like in like obviously half a day. Like it was pretty simple to do. It was good. I would say it was really good. Like I said, it's not horror. It's not necessarily scary. It is sci-fi and it deals with space and the outfits are the costumes. The outfits are costumes, basically. But But yeah, what would I rate? Oh, the music. So the intro has like instrumental music that's very like very I really liked it. I really appreciated the intro, the intro credits or whatever. Really appreciated that because it basically looks like I guess it's basically like showing you how the prints are being made, you know, cell by cell, DNA by DNA or whatever. And it's just like it's very artistic. The music's really nice. Yeah, really appreciate the intro. Definitely wanted to say that. Whoever made the intro, you know, giving you your props right there. It was a good intro. You know, I say it as if it's the most amazing thing. I just really I thought it was it's very it was a good intro for the story because this is not when they get printed, it's not the first time people are getting printed. Some people are getting printed again and blah 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 blah. So there is that. Anyway, like I said, what I would rate it from 1 to 10, 1 being the worst thing I've ever seen, 10 being the best thing I've ever seen, and 5 being average, basic. It was all right. I would put this at a 7.6. Yep, a 7.6. Because half of the I would say 7.6 because literally because half of the series we're still debating the same thing when I honestly was hoping that we would okay, that would be the first episode obstacle. Now we're gonna figure out what to do next because surely there are gonna be a whole bunch of different obstacles when you're trying to make a world, when you're trying to make a world habitable for humans, you know, when you're trying to repopulate and everything like that. Surely there are other things we have to worry about instead of human emotions and feelings. But in any case, yeah, 7.6 is what I would rate it. I wouldn't rate an 8, like literally just because of that, because I felt like they could give us more. I was really hoping that there was more. It was good, but it could have been better. The animation was very, very good. I actually really enjoyed it. It was thought-provoking. If I were you and you don't know if you want to watch it, I would give it first 2 episodes. Honestly, after the first episode, you get the gist of it. And after I watched the first episode, I was like, okay, I'm into this. You know, Netflix is good at snagging you like that, y'all. But yeah, 7 out of 6, 7.6 out of 10. It is currently streaming on Netflix. Go ahead and watch it. It's definitely kid friendly. Kids can watch it. I don't know if they'll understand that much of it, but it is very kid friendly because there's lots of colors. There's lots of, you know, sparkles from the universe. You know, and it's animation. You know, there's not really any cursing, and there might be like one curse word here or there, but I don't really recall. Yeah, but it's not inappropriate. Definitely family oriented. You can definitely watch this with your family. 7.6, y'all. I hope that this helped. And I hope that this helped you in regards to costume ideas because we know that that's a thing. But yes, bye. Or I hope this helped. Yay. As always, thank you so much for listening. I hope that this helped. I know that this episode wasn't your really classical horror, but I'm definitely gonna come out with some horrors like back to back and like just some like Halloween theme things just so you can have something to binge. I'm really trying to pick my episodes wisely, you know, to get a little bit of everything for everybody. But yeah, until next time, why are we even together? Because it's amazing spooky podcast. Woo! Bye! Woo!